This is the Raptors Abroad podcast. What is happening, my people? It is your boy Sam, and it is time to break down Game 23 of the Toronto Raptors 2014-2015 NBA season. Oh yeah. Why? Because that's what we do here on the Raptors Abroad podcast, where yours truly has NBA League Pass. And I wake up every morning after a Raptor game, watch my dog come right back. I walk my dog, come right back, and I check out some Toronto Raptors b-ball. So last night we had the Raptors taking on the Indiana Pacers at the ACC. Another sellout. Props to the T-Dot fans for showing up. I mean, talking about it being a hockey town. Give me a break. It's just a big place. Of course it's a hockey town. It's also a basketball town. It's also a football town. It's whatever you want it to be town. It's the T-Dot. It's huge. All right. So we're representing in this ball game. The Raptors, by the way. Do I even need to say it? Might as well say it. Won't be able to do it forever out. As far as, you know, dreams can come true, but the Raptors right now leading the Eastern Conference at 17-6, 11 game or at 16-6, 10 games over 500, coming off a loss to the Cavs in a tough one in which the Raptors had a double-digit lead in the fourth quarter and wound up blowing it to LBJ and crew. For the second time in a week. Well, we got the bounce back. And, you know, I can't be rambling too much. You know why? Because your boy Sam is balling today. That's right. Saturday nights. Balling. Life is good again. Had a bit of a hip problem. It's getting better. I can get out there. I still got my shot, yo. Might not have that first step, but I still got my shot. All right, let's get into this ball game, shall we? First quarter we go. Landry Fields getting a second straight start. And I agree with it. I like the call, Coach Casey. I think he's a better fill-in for DeMar DeRozan. And then you got Vasquez coming in off the bench to run the point for that second unit. I like it. I like what you're thinking there. And Landry gave us some good minutes guarding LeBron last game. So Landry starting, and he does not disappoint. He gets to work right away. Aside from playing good defense, at the 8:51 mark, he drives, leaves a little bit short, but he's able to grab his own miss and tip it in. Attaboy, Landry. 30 seconds later, 7:47 mark, T. Ross spots Landry Fields slashing through the paint. Gives him a great leading pass. Landry with good hands grabs it, finishes off glass. And then just 34 seconds after that, Landry Fields drawing two free throws, draining them both. Raptors up 10-4. Landry Fields with six of those points. What a boy. That's how you earn yourself some minutes. All right, 6:45 mark. Jonas Valanciunas, who has been on a double-double tear lately, putting up big boy numbers. He gets his own rebound and gets fouled, drains two free throws. And the reason I mention that is because that's the second time in the quarter. That's the second time in just 5 minutes that he rebounded his own miss and was able to get a score out of it. The first time he just put it in back in off glass, this time with the free throws. Atta boy. All right, fast forward 5 minutes to the 1:48 mark, and lucky me, I have a new nickname for our boy Patrick Patterson. I didn't come up with it. I stole it from NBA.com, the guy, whoever was calling the clips for the Raptors game. Two-Pat. Patrick Patterson. Two-Pat Shakur. From the left wing at the 1:48 second mark, draining the three ball. Just doing what he does. You know Two-Pat. You know how Two-Pat likes to drain those three balls. Raptors up 8, 26-18. 34 seconds to go in the quarter. Sweet Lou Williams, only been in the ballgame for a minute and a half, doing his thing and just able to get slightly ahead of his defender and then slow up, let them bump into him, and draw that foul, this time from three. I mean, God, that's such a crazy weapon. He uses that at least once a game, usually twice a game. He's able to get to the free throw line by getting just slightly past a guy and then letting him knock him over from behind and getting a great look off of it. He knows it's coming. Props to Lou. So he gets to the free throw line, drains all three free throws. And Raptors hold the 8-point lead going into the second quarter. They're up 28-20. And the Raptors, by the way, 10-for-10 from the free throw line. Pacers only 4-for-4. So nice little advantage there. And the Raptors up 15-7 on the rebounds. More on that after the ballgame. Second quarter, Sweet Lou continuing to do damage. You know, this guy, once he gets hot as a pistol. 11-23 mark. Beautiful hesitation dribble on the left wing. Looked like he was going to slow up the play. Then just explodes to the rim. Chris Copeland is there. Unfortunately for Copeland, because Lou Williams just flies into him, draws the contact, and then finishes with the layup and one, draining the free throw. However, Chris Copeland, he had an answer. He comes right back and drains a three ball, and that keeps the Raptor lead at that point at 11, 33-22. And that started a little bit of a three-ball show. Check it, the 8:20 mark. The Raptors, with beautiful ball movement, they swing it all the way around the horn to the right corner. James Johnson is the final recipient. He puts up the shot from deep, drains it. So Raptors up 38-29. Rodney Stuckey, former Piston, who I always thought was going to develop into an all-star. Never quite turned the corner on that, though. He comes right back with the answer. So lead is 6, 38-32. Stuckey with the three ball. 7:40. So the next Raptor possession, Lou Williams. Off the dribble, step back, three ball. But never fear, the Pacers have who? Donald Sloan. That's right, Donald Sloan. He's going to get a couple of mentions in the podcast. He comes right back and drains a three. So if you're counting, that's four straight for both teams. So 7 minute mark, James Johnson, he ends the three ball barrage with a drive and a layup. The Raptors get a stop at the other end. And on that stop, Lou Williams breaks on the play. They outlet to him. He kind of bobbles the pass. He's in the right corner. He's basically one on three. And he just jacks up the three ball. Nothing but net. I mean, God, that guy, when he gets hot, he is on fire. So Raptors up 11, 46-35. But again, do not fear, Indiana. You've got none other than Donald the Animal Sloan. He stepped up and drains a three ball. But the Raptors have, hot as a pistol, Sweet Lou Williams. He comes back and answers that with a straightaway three ball off the dribble. I'm not kidding. This is just three ball city. Raptors up 11, 49-38. And by the way, that's 14 points for Lou in about 6 minutes of gameplay on 4 of 6 shooting. Wow. You would think with that hot shooting, there'd be a lot more to talk about, but there wasn't. For the rest of the quarter, both teams go ridiculously cold. So cold, in fact, that the score did not change for either team for the final 3.5 minutes of the half, which was fine for the Raptors because they were up 11, 53-42. All right, third quarter, we go. Amir Johnson and Kyle Lowry. I mean, this was amazing. It looked like they were just running a play in practice, right? Two times in a row on consecutive Raptor possessions, Lowry and Amir run the high screen and roll on the left side to perfection. Both times finishing with Lowry wrapping around Amir's defender with the pass and Amir going up for the two-handed throwdown. I mean, the second time I thought that maybe they were showing me a replay of the previous play. It was almost identical. The nice little connection by the guard and big man there. The rest of the team, though, pretty cold. Raptors not scoring for the first few minutes. Pacers, though, able to get a few buckets. And the lead that was at 1.14 gets cut to 5 at the 8:40 mark, 58-53. All right, so what are you going to do? You're going to call on the big Lithuanian, Jonas Valanciunas, at the 8:20 mark. His third offensive rebound and putback of the game. Big bucket. We needed those little extra baskets, you know, that you get those little second opportunities and result in a score. So attaboy, Jonas. Move on to the 5:54 mark. Jonas Valanciunas, amazing finish here. Sweeping drive through the lane. I think he was expecting to get bumped by someone and he didn't. So he just had full speed, goes up off of 1 foot, and by the time he releases, he's well out of the key. So he went from the left side to the right side and out and drains the sweeping hook shot. Showing some nice coordination from the big man there. Oh boy, Jonas. 40 seconds later, Kyle Lowry, who's quiet in the podcast. He had a good ball game, but quiet in this podcast. He gets blocked on the drive. However, I swear, it almost seems like he has one of these a game. He sticks with it, gets it right back, and then amongst the trees from behind the backboard, he's able to reach out and flip it up with his left hand and toss it off glass and in. Mad skills. Raptors up 8, 68-60. But a minute later, 4:19 mark, Sweet Lou Williams coming to the rescue. All right, the Pacers were scoring pretty regularly, and they're able to cut the lead down to 4. But the 4:19 mark, Lou Williams going to the crossover and draining the straightaway 3-ball. Raptors up 7, 71-64. 3:35 mark, Sweet Lou Williams doing it on both ends. He tries a nice little dribble move and a little floater from the left baseline, but LaVoy Allen flies over, comes in with a lovely block, and able to save it. And the Pacers pushing him back the other way, but Lou Williams hustling back and able to draw the charge on CJ Watson on defense. He's shown his valuable skills on both ends of the floor. And on the Raptor possession, Patrick Patterson got fouled, drained a couple of free throws. It's a little bit of a swing there. Raptors up 9, 73-64. All right, 3:04 mark. Gonna have to mention it. Sorry, 2-Pat. But Solomon Hill, 3:04, with a gorgeous dunk. He just explodes right up the middle. Patterson challenges, and he murders it with the left hand. So nice job from him. And that's all I'm really going to talk about for the Pacers. You know what I'm going to talk about now? I'm going to talk about my boy, Grevas Vasquez. He decided at about the 2-minute mark of the third quarter that he had seen enough and that this ball game needed to end. And so check it. 2-minute mark, Grevas Vasquez, with the Raptors looking incredibly tired on the possession. Everyone just swinging it around. The defense is right in their face. Vasquez getting bothered. He bobbles the dribble. He's on the left wing. Shot clock winding down. He's got to hoist one up. Nothing but net from about 27 feet left wing. So Raptors go up 8 off that 3-ball, 76-68. 1 minute later, at the 1-minute mark, Grevas Vasquez, drive and dish off to James Johnson, who, again, with a nice footwork with a little Euro step, gets all the way to the rim for the layup. Oh, and by the way, James Johnson, 38 seconds to go in the quarter, flying in out of nowhere to block CJ Watson, who is shooting a 3-ball from the right corner. And I found out in that apparently James Johnson led the league. I don't know if it was last year or the year, but he led the league 1 year in blocking three-pointers with 16 blocks that season. Interesting stat. So more on that. More on that later. So the Raptors after that are up going into the fourth quarter, 80-72. And as I mentioned before, pretty much don't lose when we get a lead in the fourth quarter, aside from when we're playing LeBron for some reason. But I digress. Fourth quarter we go. Grevas Vasquez continuing to do work. 11:32 mark. Gorgeous bounce pass to Tyler Hansbrough. Hansbrough finishes it and one. And that was really nice to see, because I remember, but last season especially, Hansbrough would get at least one and one a game, so usually two. So he drains the layup and then steps to the free throw line, misses the free throw, but he knew it was off. So props to Hansbrough. He dives in the lane, grabs a rebound. So, rebound. Attaboy, Hansbrough. All right, so back to Vasquez. 30 seconds apart, at the 10:46 mark and the 10:16 mark, Grevas drains two beautiful transition, I guess, teardrop layups. You know, some of those sort of 4-foot push shots that he likes to do, flying to the right side. Both of them are nice, soft off the glass and dribble in. And then at the 9:35 mark, Grevas Vasquez, catch and shoot 3-ball in transition. Raptors up 15-89-74. So a 9-2 run, and that didn't completely do it, but that pretty much iced the ball game. And then Vasquez not done, 8:20 mark, showing he's got skills on both ends, blocking Donald Sloan, who tried to take him to the left baseline with a little fadeaway. So Grevas getting up and swatting that one out of bounds. Attaboy. And then he passes the torch on to James Johnson and says, JJ, you finish off this ball game for us. So 7-minute mark, the Raptors get a defensive rebound. Lou Williams breaks on the play. They flip the ball to James Johnson. He takes one dribble at about half court, looks up, sees Lou Williams break into the basket on the left side, and he fires a freaking fastball, like a 90-mile-an-hour bullet, right in the pocket to Lou Williams. He scoops it up, finger roll finish. And then 6:36 mark, James Johnson with the highlight of the game. little bit of payback for his boy Tupat as well. He's one-on-one with Solomon Hill from straight away. He goes to his left hand, blows by him off the dribble, and then elevates off of 2 feet and just crushes the rim with the right hand. Absolutely incredible dunk. I rewound that minimum 10 times. And then rewound it a couple times when I watched the highlight package. Gorgeous stuff there. Then on defense, he hustles back, blocking the three-point attempt. So a second three-point attempt that he blocks in the ballgame. You can see how he led the league before. And then he's not done. 5:38 mark. Makes a great catch while he's slashing to the rim and then uses his nifty footwork again to just step right by Luis Scola, who thought he was about to draw a charge, and floats in for the lefty layup. Reverse. Raptors up 19, 99-80. And then 2:20 mark, sweet Lou Williams tacks on another three ball to his big night. And the Raptors win this ball game 106-94. That's what I'm talking a biz out. All right, very quickly, because I got to go and play some basketball. Let's talk about this box score here. Balanced attack, but the man of the match was our boy Lou Williams. 26 points, 9 of 18 shooting, 5 of 7 from 3-point land. That is what I'm absolutely talking about. And you know, this ballgame, the real difference here, I talked about free throws in the first quarter, but the Pacers actually caught up, and teams were equal. They were 20 of 23, the Raptors 20 of 22 from the free throw line. The difference in this ballgame was rebounds, and that's it, really. The Raptors shot 41.8%, Pacers 41.3%, but the Raptors had 11 more field goal attempts. And 13 more rebounds. That'll do it. So good ball game. Jonas Valanciunas, 14 big rebounds and 10 points. Another double-double. He was only 3 of 12, but a lot of those misses were tip attempts. So cut him a little slack there. He's just been notching up those high rebound games repeatedly lately. Patrick Patterson, 2-pat, just doing his thing as usual. 11 points, 8 rebounds. And Grevis Vasquez, his box score doesn't look that crazy. 4 of 13 for 10 points, but he went on a little bit of a tear. You know, like I said, in like that 7-minute stretch, and that pretty much put the ball game away. So great ball game for the Raptors. Nothing to talk about on the Pacers box score. You know, their high man was Solomon Hill with 16. So boring stuff all around for them. So that's it for this Raptors Abroad podcast. The next Raptors game is against the Knicks. And the Raptors actually have a pretty friendly schedule coming up for the next little while. So hoping that we can pile on some wins here without our all-star DeMar DeRozan. So Raptors' next game is tomorrow, Sunday, against New York. So I will catch y'all on Monday. All right, I'm about to go play some b-ball. Thanks for checking out this Raptors Abroad podcast. Big love to all you fans, or I don't know, fans, listeners, but very cool. I don't know if you're telling people, but the numbers keep going up, and, you know, thanks. Or not thanks, just cool. Enjoy, and let me know if you're liking it, or if there's some things that you don't particularly like, because sometimes I listen back to my own podcast, and there's some things that I don't particularly like and try to change, so I don't know. I'm open to suggestion. All right, thanks for checking this one out. I'm your boy, Sam. This is the Raptors Abroad podcast. Peace.